Coach Alex Hutchins here in the post game. Beavers winning it in a thriller, 65-63. Well, congratulations. What a game, a thrilling finish. And I tell you what, the defense won them the game there at the end there tonight.
Yeah, a couple of hot shooters from the other team, a little bit of a hostile environment, battling some foul trouble. That definitely some things that we can clean up, especially the free throw shooting, but definitely proud of the way the boys came out and competed. You know, playing the teams we did this weekend, we'll be all right with two out of three.
Oh, absolutely. And you take a look at the first quarter. Boy, both teams couldn't miss. I think both teams hit their two-point field goal baskets. Scott said he had 8 of 9 free throws in that first quarter. And then it kind of transitioned a little bit. Both teams kind of cooled down in the second half, but when it looked like Scott City would kind of pull away, Garden City just found that second win, and you guys kept taking their shot after shot after shot, and boy, what a finish there at that one. And that's a testament to how far this team has maybe progressed, maybe not for the whole week, but maybe in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, we had a little shoot-around this morning, and the things we talked about were, you know, just being aggressive and attacking the defense and taking advantage of the opportunities that were there instead of just kind of sitting around passive around the outside like we did last night. And, you know, you still saw some spurts of that tonight, but as a whole, much more aggressive from the boys, and that's what we wanted to see.
And it was evident early on getting the basket, had a few calls here and there that were really tough to win against Scott City. And you mentioned the foul trouble. Scott City really hadn't played with that amount of foul trouble in the first half, and knew going in this would be a pretty even game. And, you know, it seemed like the defensive adjustments in the second half on the Coster and Dahlkid, yeah, they got most of their points in that fourth quarter of the second half, but the defensive adjustments really wore them down for the most part.
Yeah, you know, we had guys chasing them most of the night, doing our best to deny them the ball. It's not a defense that we run a lot. You know, we only had a little bit of time to kind of brush over it this morning and shoot around. And so I think to an extent the boys got more comfortable with it as the game went on. We kind of talked more about it at halftime and kind of hashed some things out, had a little better help, you know, kind of to discourage those two shooters from attacking once they did catch the ball. But a pretty intense, you know, played game from both sides. It was fun to watch those boys compete.
Once again, it's assistant coach Alex Hutchins joining us here post-game. Scott City hanging on for the 65-63 win. As you take a look at it, Dylan really, he kind of stepped back and he got snapped out of that funk tonight. He was one of those that got aggressive with his shooting. Bo Hess did a better job tonight driving to the basket, attacking, getting those shots in. And Justin, we hadn't seen that really from him the first two games, and he was really one of those that probably tonight was a difference maker for you guys.
Absolutely. You know, we don't have a dominant post. We don't have someone who can, you know, play with their back to the basket and just feed them possession after possession. So, you know, you have to get paint touches. Outside shooting is great, but it's not going to be there every night. And so, you know, I think you saw tonight those guys being aggressive not only, you know, opened up outside shots for other people, but also kind of got them in a better rhythm to where they were hitting their outside shots as well.
Well, the two-point win holding on in the end there, it wasn't easy for your guys, but you made it. And 2-1 for the weekend. I think you have to be happy for going 2-1 with a new team here. You get 4 more days of practice coming up, and then you get ready for a pretty good Hugoton team coming into town on Friday.
Yeah, you know, yeah, pretty pleased with the 2-1. Randall was a talented bunch. I do think we learned a lot about ourselves and learned some things we need to work on. And, you know, Hugoton probably presents a lot of similar issues that Randall does just as far as having a lot of length and a lot of size. And so, you know, Garden City didn't present the same issues as far as size goes, but I think the boys realized some of the mistakes they made against that length. And so hopefully tonight they kind of learned some things about themselves that they can use in the future against the length.
Beavers win it by 2 tonight here, 65-63. Assistant coach Alex Hutchins joining us here in the postgame. And